right? We did you ever say they're dating? Was that an old-fashioned word?
Old-fashioned word.
Yeah. Any other words for that? How about it's real serious?
Well, one time, she got him hooked.
Okay.
Look at that, she got him hooked.
How about
strung out.
How about if he was in love with her, but she wasn't in love with him, and he asked her to marry him, and she said no, you'd say she did what to him?
Made a fool out of him.
All right. Have you heard an expression, she gave him the something?
Gave him the run around.
Or have you heard, gave him the air? Gave him the axe?
Yeah, the axe.
Okay. Any others?
Oh, I see. No, I don't think so.
Right, and if she didn't turn him down, you'd say they went ahead and got...
married.
Other words for getting married?
Hooked up, hitched up.
Have you ever heard they jumped the broomstick?
No. Okay. Jumped the gun. They jumped the gun when they get married, don't nobody know about it. But then there's a lot of things you can do to jump the gun.
That's true. All right, this is an old-fashioned custom. I don't know if they do this now or not. I've never seen it done. But after two people get married and they go back to their house or something, they don't go away on honeymoon. They just go back to a house somewhere in town. Sometimes a group of their friends will come and make a lot of noise outside the door, shoot off firecrackers. Have you ever heard of that?
I heard of it, but you do that in my neighborhood, you might get shot.
Have you ever heard a name for that?
No.
Have you heard of a chivalry?
Oh, yeah, I heard it the other night on TV.
On TV? The
Waltons.
On the Waltons, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you haven't heard it around here.
No.
Okay. All right, you remember that Alpha Cell commercial where the guy says, I can't believe I ate
the whole thing.
Okay. You say you go to school to get an...
education.
All right. In school, the children sit at...
desk.
Okay. A building especially for books is called a...
library.
And you mail a package at the...
post office.
You say you stay overnight in a strange town at a...
hotel. A motel.
All right, what's the difference in this?
I don't know.
Okay.
I really don't.
I
would say, well...
One's fancier than the other, maybe?
No. Most motels are not two-story.
They're not?
Well, the most I've seen.
Or just one-story?
Yeah, they just, like saying, I was telling you about the cottages. Some like cottages. That's the same thing. Most motels have different rooms, but they're on this ground level.
Okay, and a hotel goes up higher.
Yeah.
All right, you go to see a movie at the...
theater.
You have an operation in the
hospital.
And the lady who takes care of you is the
nurse.
And you catch a train at the
station.
Say you're crossing the street and you're going like to the opposite corner, not straight across, but this way. What do you call that? That direction. Diagonal.
Wait a minute. Oh, cross.
Yeah, like you say, these two buildings are what to each other?
Chase.
How about, have you ever heard kitty corner? Catty corner?
Yeah, catty corner.
Okay. Anything else to describe that type of relationship?
Diet. Chase. Catty corner. Cross.
Okay. What do you call the old-fashioned vehicles that used to run on a track and had an electric wire over?
Old-fashioned vehicle that used to run on a track?
Yeah, through a city. They have them in Birmingham for a while. They still have those tracks.
Street car?
Yeah. Any other names for them?
I don't know.
How about trolleys?
Yeah, trolley car. I was just going to say that, but you beat me to it.
Okay. Sorry. Right, you might tell a bus driver, the next corner is where I want.
What are you telling that at?
Okay, if you're on a bus, you might say to the bus driver, if you want to,
Oh, you tell a school bus driver next corner where I want to get off.
Okay, fine.
But the city line bus driver, you have to pull the car.
Okay.
And get you off the next stop.
All right.